Hey y'all, it's Sam. But why am I even saying that? No one even listens to these. But basically, I just saw this little app. Me and my friend were talking about it earlier today. I thought, might as well make a podcast. Today is probably going to be a short one. Basically because I just want to give like a little kind of chat about kind of, therapy, if that makes sense. Not saying I'm a therapist, I'm saying basically the story is me and my friend went to the school's kind of counselor today. It just went silent in the house anyway. To sort out some like friend issues. The counselor, she didn't really know what to do, so she kind of just listened. It was still kind of good because she says it's hard to sort out friend issues, so she kind of just listened and kind of gave us advice to kind of just be kind to them, you know. Anyway, I just wanted to talk about this thing where don't judge people if they do go to counseling or therapy or anything. In my school, it's called SAS, Student Advisory Services. I just wanted to say, don't like judge people, or like don't like say anything about them going to SAS because you have counseling or therapy, you know. Because they could be going through stuff that you don't know about, then it could be worse than you would like assume, if that makes sense. Don't get me wrong, you're allowed to ask, of course, like, oh, why'd you go or anything, but if they go, I don't want to talk about it, end it there, because, like, this situation happened the other day. My friend went to counseling at school, and I asked her, just wondering, are you okay, like, what's happened, and she goes, nothing, and I was like, I literally said, are you sure, like, people told me about having like kind of daddy issues or something, and she was like, who told you that, and I was like, I could be wrong, like I'm probably wrong, but like I just asking. She goes, who told you that? I'm like, dude, are you serious? And then I go, so you did tell someone? And she goes, no, I didn't tell anyone. And I was like, oh, but the others said something. And then she was like, who told you that? I'm like, pfft. She just got really defensive. And I'm talking from a point of view as well, my point of view as well, though. If you are someone that goes to SAS, don't be offended if someone asks you. Like, of course, if you don't want anyone to know, just be like, hey, I don't want to talk about it. But, like, oh my god, I keep saying SAS, sorry. If I do say SAS, I mean therapy thing, counselling. But, yeah, if someone does ask you, just be like, if you don't want to talk about it, be like, hey, I don't really want to talk about it. I will let you know, though, if I do feel comfortable, but at the time, no. And that would be all that they need to hear. But if you just say, like, oh, nothing, that just makes them kind of confused and makes them want to know more, if that makes sense. But also, if you are asking someone, respect their boundaries. So it's kind of like a double person kind of act. Anyway, I was talking, me and my friend went to therapy or SAS. And because we've been having friend issues, and I'm actually going to say what our counsellor said. She said, really, there is nothing you can do about friends. You can't change someone because if they're mean, they're mean, and you can't really fix that. But, however, all you can do is kill them with kindness, like Selena Gomez says. Kill them with kindness, like, don't be that poking your tongue at them, whatever. She said that me and my friend, what we're going to do is we're going to just kind of just ignore it, leave it alone. If they still wanted us as friends, well, she's in a different friend group, so we just went to each other. If they still wanted us as friends, those people, they would have come up and said something. But they haven't, which really just shows what they think our friendship was, you know? So, since they haven't, we are going to just ignore them. We're just gonna make it look like we don't even give a crap about them anymore. Like, they are the ones who didn't care about us. They're the ones who don't want to put in effort. So we are just gonna leave it at that. That makes sense. And if my friend, you're watching this, hey, I love you. love you. To the other friend group, probably not listening to this because they don't give a crap about me anymore. Yeah, I don't really care about you guys. Well, okay, that sounded very bad. I'm sorry. I'm just pissed. But, I don't care about... not that I don't care about them. It's just that... I don't care enough about them to try and fix it anymore, because we are always in fights, and I just hate it. And I just want a friend that can I can just talk about random shit and don't get harassed by it, you know? So to them, I still think you're amazing people, but just know that don't come crawling back into my life because you realized you were wrong, you know? So that's basically it, I guess. Yeah, I'm kind of just done with life at the moment. Like, you know, school is just annoying, and friends, not one of my friends, but other friends are just annoying, and I just want to stay in bed all day and have ice cream, you know, and watch TVD and listen to Ian Summer Holden's voice. Yeah. Anyway, hope you guys have a lovely day. Enjoy it, because I'm never going to get these years back, you know. I'm going to go have ice cream now. Bye.